I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Ministers from the European Union held an emergency meeting today to talk about the situation in Gaza. Right now, France holds the EU's rotating presidency as the EU is trying to assert itself on the world stage. But on January 1st, Thursday, the Czech Republic takes over the six-month presidency, and some Europeans worry how the EU will fare under Czech leadership. That's because the Czech president, Václav Klaus, is a staunch EU critic. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Prague.
Václav Klaus loves to take shots at the European Union. In 2005, just a year after the Czech Republic joined the 27-member bloc, he called for the EU to be scrapped altogether. Klaus knocks the EU on just about everything, including what he calls its Soviet-like stance on protecting the environment.
It's a new collectivistic, anti-individualistic ideology which puts something else at the top of priorities, not human freedom and democracy.
Under the current French presidency, the EU has agreed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So Klaus's contrarian stance has embarrassed some Czech leaders, like Deputy Prime Minister Jiří Čunek.
We are all quietly hoping that a time will come when we will not have to start every meeting with our 26 European colleagues by explaining to them what the president has done again.
President Klaus's office did not respond to interview requests, but analysts at his personal foundation defend the president's positions. Peter Mach says Klaus is not anti-European, but he argues the EU has become too intrusive on key issues, such as how to deal with international conflicts.
We believe that it's impossible to force 27 different countries of the European Union to have a single position toward many foreign affairs. For instance, some European countries recognized Kosovo, some didn't because they have their own minorities. So I think that it's virtually impossible to have a common foreign policy of the European Union.
Klaus's ideas appeal to many Eurosceptic Czech voters. In recent polls, about half said they're against proposed EU reforms that would concentrate more power in Brussels. Such wariness towards distant powers is common among Czechs. Jiří Pehe directs New York University's Prague program. He says Czechs tend to equate outsiders with oppression.
The Czech people were for many centuries part of larger entities. This was for many centuries a province of Habsburg Empire, Austro-Hungarian Empire, the German Reich, then the Soviet Union. And the mentality is, as a result, quite provincial. Although this country is in the middle of Europe, people are, I think, quite afraid of the outside world.
And that's worried some EU leaders this year, so much so that one EU official even called for an extension of the French presidency, skipping the Czechs' turn entirely. In response, the Czech government has sought to downplay Klaus and any role he might play over the next 6 months. Klaus himself has contributed to his own marginalization. He recently quit the ruling party. But Jiří Pehe warns that just because Klaus is sidelined doesn't mean he's going away.
Because he doesn't have to pay attention now to his former party, in the end he will be absolutely free to say whatever he wants. And of course, he's the president of the Czech Republic and his statements will be reproduced all over Europe.
Klaus, after all, still resides in the Czech presidential palace, the imposing Prague castle that looms over the city. From below, you can see the Czech flag flying high over its walls. But there's another flag you won't see, the European Union flag. Klaus has said as long as he lives up there, he refuses to fly it. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Prague, the Czech Republic.